Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.
I've just discovered that I may have a son here in this land.
How much child support is she getting from?
The king pays no child support.
No child support for 30 years and you came back? You was a dummy!
Hello, I am Hakim Jaffer, king of Zamunda. You are the heir to the throne.
Yes, my father.
He's supposed to be like the prince of Wakanda.
Wakanda is a fictional place.
Not to everybody.
Zamunda is a very real nation.
I don't need no handout.
Wait a minute.
Hey, I'm gonna pack.
Okay, baby.
Presenting King Akeem's son from America.
And my mom's.
And his mom's.
Children, this is your brother.
Hey, Quang. I'm sorry I slept with your man.
This happened before we even met.
It's not like you're the first man I've ever been with.
What did you just say about the other man?
Coming to America, now it's coming to me.
You're listening to the School of Client Attraction. Markwell Russell is the founder of Client Attraction University, a marketing consultancy helping you attract clients on autopilot and scale your business while working 50% less. Quick disclaimer, a side effect of listening to the show is more clients, more profits, more freedom, and more impact in your business. Now, here's your host, Markwell Russell.
Hey, what's up, my friends? Markwell Russell here, and welcome to the School of Client Attraction podcast. Super excited to have you here. Now, I got a special guest. I'm actually not going to be the one that shared with you what I call the six-figure virtual event toolkit. I got my brother from another mother here, Mr. Cantus Simmons. Absolutely amazing. At Cantus Simmons on all social media. You got to follow this brother. He's doing some amazing stuff. And he's actually behind the scenes on a lot of big influencer brands doing some really cool stuff. So I actually reached out to him and I said, you know what? How would you like to come on the show and you like break down the toolkit? Because a lot of people see the events and they see everything that's going on. And not only have you done behind the scenes with ours, but you've done a lot of others as well. So for those who are thinking like, dang, it probably takes a lot. It's probably going to take me millions of dollars to pull this thing off. How can I get one done? What's the necessary tools? So not only can I do high quality virtual events, but I can also just create higher quality content altogether. So take it away, man. Tell everybody like, what would you suggest? What are some necessaries that you got to have?
So, you know, I'm a frameworks guy.
Right.
All right. So I'm going to give you guys the MOVE frameworks. How to
That's MOVE?
MOVE.
Okay, okay.
Okay, how to move your people into an experience that makes you money. All right. So I think number one, Markwell, M.
Okay.
I'm going to do two words for each letter.
Okay.
It's so important that you get your messaging and your marketing right.
I agree.
You know, you and I, we spend a lot of time on the messaging. We'll go back and forth on how to say it. Making sure we're solving the problems of the individuals.
Yep.
So when you're doing an event, before the technology, before the event itself, you need to sit down with yourself, with your staff, talk to your people to make sure that your messaging is on point.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when your messaging is on point, that directly correlates with your marketing.
True.
Right? So you don't want to have a virtual event and you be the only person at the virtual event.
I agree.
Even when it's virtual.
Even when it's virtual.
Right? And so what you want to do now is take the opportunity to, you got that right message, then you want to connect it with your marketing.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We know that today marketing is serving.
Yep.
Right? So the more you can serve and help people, then they'll be more enticed to attend your virtual event.
For sure.
So M, make sure your messaging is in place. And the marketing,
mm-hmm.
All right? The next one, I want you to really, when you meet people, go ahead and let them know the opportunity and the outcome.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the cool things, you know, because we live in this virtual space, you know, we don't get the opportunity to touch people, right?
Correct, correct, correct.
And so because everybody's on the other side of the camera mm-hmm. or other side of the country, other mm-hmm. side of the world, what you want to do, you want to go ahead and build out. Go ahead and let them know what's the outcome from them coming to your event.
No.
Even before the event is coming, go ahead and, you know, let them know hey, this is what you're going to get out of coming to this event.
Yeah.
Mark, I love what CAU does. You know, it's probably like 6 weeks before the event starts.
Yeah.
You're already talking about the outcome that they're going to get out of this experience.
Yep.
Right?
For sure. Absolutely.
And so when you build your outcome, I think people come to the event with their neck stretched out.
Absolutely.
That's a phrase that we have there, right?
Absolutely.
You know, let people know, hey, when you come with your neck stretched out, mm-hmm. right? And we're going to get a certain outcome.
Yep.
Now, along with that, Markwell, I think in that O framework, yeah, you have an outcome for them, mm-hmm. but also really taking the time to decide what opportunity you want to present them with.
That totally makes sense.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's one thing to have a virtual event.
Right.
And then don't give people an opportunity to work further with you.
True.
You know, if you want to make millions of dollars, mm-hmm. right? Hey, you can get people to come to an event, but then what's next, mm-hmm. right? How can you up-level your next opportunity for them?
True.
So go ahead, set the outcome for them to come to the event. Mm-hmm. And then I want you to think about what's the opportunity that you're going to present to them next? What's the offer? What's the thing that you're going to offer them to make the next step after the event? Well, actually during the event to continue the relationship with them. All right. So that's the M, messaging, marketing, O, the opportunity and the outcome. And then three, the V, this is the MOVE framework. The V is, I'm just saying the way, virtual and video. So, you know, I guess, Markwell, I've been locked in since 2008, right? Working from home, unless I'm, you know, traveling the country. But I've realized that when people come to a virtual event, you want to make that event seem tangible.
Very true.
Right? You want to make it feel like, oh, wow, this feels good.
Yeah.
Now, one of the cool things that we've learned, we've noticed that in virtual events, man, it seems like people are more engaged.
Yeah, way more engaged.
Over a period of time.
Yeah.
Right? Because you eliminate all of the distractions.
That's very true.
You know how people walk in or go into the bathroom? Mm-hmm. You have people lock in with this virtual experience.
Very true.
You want to make sure with the V, the virtual and the video. Now, here's what I mean by video, right? If people are going to be spending an hour, 3 hours, or 30 hours with you, like some of our events, right? Yep. You want to make sure that the visuals and the video and everything is comfortable for that virtual experience.
Yep.
Right? So we invest in lights. We invest in the clarity of the camera so that when people sit in their homes or their offices or wherever they may be, that experience feels like, wow, right? So the V, the virtual and the video must be in place. You know, I encourage you, hey, high quality sound is important.
Yeah.
Remember back in the day, for those of you who didn't have cable and you just had Able, you had Able,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely.
100%. And so with the Able channel, it may be shaky, staticky, right? Mm-hmm. But if you can hear, you will sit down and watch
watch it.
Yeah. Right? And so what I'm saying, with this virtual experience, you want to make sure that your video is in place as well as your audio, because sometimes people can really get turned off when the sound is crappy, you know? And so just, you know, some things there, make sure that your atmosphere is clean, whether it's branded like we do here at Client Attraction University, and you have lights, you have video, you have audio, and just make sure that virtual experience is at a level where people say, wow, this was almost better than a live event, in-person event, all right? So M-O-V-E, and then the last thing is to create an excellent experience from beginning to end. Yep. You know, one thing that I see you do all the time, you have a run of show, right? A run of show. And this run of show, number one, you're making sure this run of show, of course, it has all the content that you want to teach. But this run of show also, with the team, it lets the team know, hey, here's the experience that we want to create for the viewers, right? What's the experience before the event actually starts? Like, what can you do with pre-roll? Mm-hmm. What can you do to set the atmosphere, whether it's video, whether it's audio? What can you do to create that excellence experience, right? Also, during, you know, a virtual experience, you want to take the time to, you know, add in your breaks, even though people are sitting at home.
Yeah.
Right?
Very true.
Don't just say, hey, take a 5-minute break, because people are still going to sit there.
Yep.
Now, I know sitting in these chairs, I don't switching chairs, I'm about to buy another chair.
Yep.
Think about people on the other side of the camera. So you want to give them that experience to say, you know what? Go take a break. Mm-hmm. And when we say take a break, take a real break. Get up from your chair, walk around the house, walk downstairs, get something to eat.
Yep.
Add in a lunch break if you're doing an all-day event.
Yep.
Okay. And then not only that, the area of with the excellent experience, have someone on your team that can do some customer care,
mm-hmm.
you know, behind the scenes. When you do make an opportunity, right? People may be virtually online with your event and you make an opportunity for maybe them to enroll into a higher ticket program. Hey, have somebody behind the scenes that can give them an excellent experience.
Yeah.
Even if you have need to have a go-to number where they can directly text the customer service person, and the customer service person can make sure that anything they have issues with, that they are having an amazing, excellent experience, okay? Mm. So if you want to, you know, up-level your virtual events and move people so that you can hit your, you know, income goals, seven figures, eight figures, hey, those are the things that you want to do. You want to move. You want to look at your messaging and your marketing.
Mm-hmm.
You want to take the time to talk about the opportunities and the outcomes.
Yep.
V, you want to make sure that the virtual experience, your video, your audio, all those things are tight.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, you want to give the people attending the event an excellent experience.
That's good. That's good. So let me ask you this before we wrap up. Because I know some people are asking, like, I know you said invest in cameras and stuff mm-hmm. like that. Let's talk about that. So what is there a specific light kit, mm-hmm. camera? What's like the necessary? I know light kit,
mm-hmm.
camera, mic.
Yep.
Are you about good there or what else? And what specifics would you recommend?
You know, there are so many different cameras out there.
Mm-hmm.
So many different cameras out there. You know, I'm a Canon guy. You know, Sony has some great brands. And here's the cool thing about it.
Mm-hmm.
The entire technology industry realizes the entire world is going virtual.
Right, for sure.
So all of the manufacturers have great cameras. And one of the cool things that you want to be able to do is to have your camera in such a way that it can plug directly into your computer.
Yeah.
Now, here's another thing, Markwell. What we do here at CAU, you know, we have some monitors, you know, have some big monitors on the other side of the camera so we can see the people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've seen some of our colleagues, mm-hmm. though, they got these huge studios and these huge big screens. You know, I thought about bringing a big screen in here so we can see the people a little bit bigger.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, you just want to make sure that your flow is your technology flow is easy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Having a great camera with a great lens.
Okay.
Most cameras come with a stock lens,
right?
You want to be able to get a lens that's a prime lens where you can sort of set the focus, set the distance, get a nice, crispy lens. Lights are important. You know, one of the things that I personally hate, you know, I wear glasses, you don't, but I hate to see people who have the ring light.
Got it.
And they have on glasses.
And you can see the reflection.
And you see the ring the entire time, right?
Got
so you want to take your, especially if you know, doing a virtual event all entire time, you want to be able to people can see your see your eyes. So you want to make sure that the lights are set up not directly behind the camera. If you can do like a 45 to 55 degree angle away from the camera,
mm-hmm.
that way the light hits, you know, hits these different areas. You know, one of the things with lights I recommend, and you can invest in a light kit. There are many different light kits out here, but if you have daylight bulbs. You know, when you go to Home Depot or Lowe's, mm-hmm. get a nice daylight bulb, right? It says daylight on it. And then if you have a nice stand-up lamp, you can use those to be able to hit your person, hit the individual that's here, and light that up. Audio is crisp. You want to make sure you have audio. This is a Shure microphone. They have different models of the Shure microphone. Rode has some great microphones out there. Hey, you know, hey, do your research, or if you need, you know, even more of my personal assistance.
Mm-hmm.
I think I have all my tools, if you don't mind, man.
For sure.
On my website, it's at KentisSimmons.com
mm-hmm.
/tools.
Yeah.
KentisSimmons.com /tools.
Yeah.
And on that page, it actually shows you everything that's in this room, all of the equipment, all the things we recommend, things I purchase. And it's the things that I recommend because mm-hmm. I'm using it.
Yep.
And you can see that entire list. You see even like Amazon shopping cart.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see the exact SKU numbers, the lights and everything. But you just want to create an awesome, awesome experience and be able to help people.
Perfect. 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 Yeah. So that's the move methodology. And then, of course, a checklist, cameras,
mm-hmm.
camera, lights,
mm-hmm.
mic, of course, your presentation. But go to KentisSimmons.com. Maybe we can get it to pop up or something like that. Something fancy. KentisSimmons.com/tools.
Yep.
Right. And then you go get all the tools. Thank you so much, my brother. So that's it for this episode. Have a phenomenal day because you absolutely deserve it. Talk to you soon.
What's the difference between you and mega successful coaches and consultants with a dream business? Simple. They're getting more leads than you are. What if there was a way to get 50 to 100 leads every single day like clockwork? Would you want it? Then go to www.getdailyclients.com to access our paid ad playbook that has brought in millions of leads for our clients over the years on complete autopilot.
This is the PodcastFactory.com.
Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.